back in 2013, which was when I first started drafting this book, a few pages at a time. My writing had largely fallen by the wayside when March 2020 brought with it the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I decided to return to my unfinished draft. At the time, the world was in turmoil, and we didn't know what was going to happen, how dangerous this new disease was, or how many lives would be lost. My wife and kids were visiting family in her home country of Nicaragua when news of the disease broke in the U.S. During my business's Q2 quarterly meeting in early April, I impulsively decided to announce to the leadership team that I would be going to Nicaragua to be with my family. I booked a seat on a flight taking off 1 week later, which turned out to be the last flight into Managua, the capital and largest city in Nicaragua, before the entire airport shut down for an undefined period of time. I thought, if this is the end, God help us, I'm going to spend all the time I have left with my wife and kids. I had to fly from Los Angeles to New York and through Mexico City with an overnight layover. The airports were ghost towns. It was apocalyptic. Like those zombie movies where one of the few survivors wakes up all alone and tries to find other humans. That was me in NYC's JFK Airport in April 2020. Everything, I mean literally every business in the airport, was shut down except for one little sandwich shop where the seven brave souls remaining in the entire airport flocked to find food. I wondered, how are we going to make it through this? The plan was to spend 1 month in Nicaragua, living at the beach with my wife and some of her extended family away from civilization. But 1 month turned into two, then two into three, as the airports remained shuttered. We made the best of our time in lockdown. My second youngest, he was two at the time, enjoyed romping with me on the white sand beach of Playa Gavilan and in the tide pools of Punta Teanoste almost every morning. The whole family watched the vivid pink and orange technicolor sunsets together on the beach most nights. My wife's mother and sisters fed us some of the best Central American fare in the world throughout the day, every day. Local fishermen's wives would come to our door to sell us the fresh catch of the day in the afternoons, sometimes mahi-mahi or red snapper, sometimes lobster or octopus. I was able to go surfing 3 to 4 times a week, usually at sunset, with my family waiting for me on the beach with a bonfire and a cold local beer. In the late mornings, I would lock myself in the master bedroom, my office, and write for a couple hours, then work remotely for a couple more hours, making sure the trains were running on time in my and my partner's business. That business, which provided solar panel and roofing products and services, was deemed essential by the great state of California, so we were never shut down completely, a blessing in itself. But the sales department, the management of which was my main leadership role in the organization, was not operating. It was illegal to prospect for new customers during the first months of the COVID-19 pandemic response. So I was mostly excused from the day-to-day business activities. My business partner and our managers held down the fort while I was gone. I remember thinking how lucky I was as an entrepreneur to be in a position to not have to worry, at least financially, for a while. And how fortunate I was to be enjoying the beaches in Central America with my wife and kids around me, while most people were confined to their homes, struggling and stressed out, wondering how they would survive this pandemic. I knew far too many people whose livelihoods were in jeopardy because everything was shut down, including their workplaces. Psychologically, it was torture for many, and two people very close to me actually attempted to take their own lives. Some of you reading this, I'm sure, were in a state of constant anxiety, not knowing what the future would bring, not knowing if your work would support you or if the government was going to step in and help. But again, as business owners and entrepreneurs, to a large extent, we are in control of our own fates, which, for me at least, made the whole situation easier to swallow and less nerve-wracking. The slow burn entrepreneur. I had two mentors over